Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving, married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and a believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you how to live a life that represents who you are authentically, not who you think you need to be. Each episode, I meet you right where you are with time-tested tools and strategies so that you can find who you are in all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hello, welcome to the couch with me, your host, Amy Wine. And I want to talk to you today about why I detest the word balance. And I want to specifically reference the word balance in our life. So you see it all the time. If you just lived a balanced life, if you did less of this and more of this, then, you know, let's say you did less work and spent more time with your family and you balanced your life, you would be happy. You know the message that's being sent. You feel it. I know you hear it. It's in everything we do. We'd have more time to exercise. We'd have more time to eat right. We'd have more time to do self-care if we would just balance our life. I feel like a really sad, bad infomercial right now. You feel me on that? Like, are you tired of people saying just balance it? I'm guilty of it. I like to be balanced. I like to have all those things too. But I want to get rid of this word. So I've searched high and low and high and low for another word that would say the same meaning, but yet not feel like everything has to be 50-50 equal, that everything has to be so perfectly aligned and balanced in our life, like on a scale, you know, where it's just, you know, even, because that's not life, right? So for instance, I am sitting in a hotel room right now in Franklin, Tennessee. And I am so out of balance that it's not even funny. I'm recording this podcast sitting on this itty bitty sofa on my phone. I'm pretty sure the sound quality is not going to be good. I'm pretty sure that a lot of things are not going to be good, but I'm going to do it real and raw and show up because I need to. And I'm behind. But I'm giving myself grace on being behind in podcasting and just saying there's no perfection in podcasting because this is real life. Right now, I feel out of balance. When I'm home, I can live within my purposeful week. And I teach that in the Waken Me course. And I love having a purposeful week. I've seen so much transformation with it. But when I have to travel or when my kids come home from college, or I get sick, it all gets thrown out the window. So you have to know what to do with your purposeful week then, right? But that doesn't mean it still all balances. So I'm really good about making a purposeful week for each of the weeks that are going to be different. So last week I traveled to Julie Stowen's Marketer's Heart in Orlando. It was a lovely time. But this introvert had to extrovert a lot. And that zaps my energy. So my energy is refueled by being alone, by being with God, by listening to spa music, sitting in nature, taking a walk. That's how my energy is restored. So if you go to a conference at Disney with 200 people and it's sun up to sun down, like I know I have to find the time to restore, which I only had a couple days to do that. So I got home from there Saturday, and then Tuesday night, I flew to Nashville where I'm going to be for the next 12 days. I knew I was going into a busy season. So in my balanced, because we're going to keep using that word for a bit, and I'm going to give you a new one, life, something else had to go for me to keep my momentum going forward. So I didn't get the podcast scheduled for the recordings for the last couple of weeks doing interview style because I didn't have the time. And I didn't pregame it like I should have, you know, in January or February. But hey, it's all right. It's a choice I made. But let's say this too. I'm not spending time with my spouse while I'm traveling. So that's out of balance. I'm not spending time at writing content for you guys that are listening to me and in my groups. That feels out of balance. So I either have to fit that in before I leave and know what's coming up on my calendar to stay in what I call a rhythm. I'm just in a rhythm. And that rhythm right now during travel season is different than my rhythm when I'm at home doing my day to day. Because at home, I'm in a habit, right? I have intentional habits and I do them every day. So for instance, in the morning, I'm really big on a morning routine. And then I'm going to tell you where this rhythm goes wrong when you have something happen like travel. I get up. I let my dogs out. I make my tea. I have one tea a day. I don't drink coffee, but I got to have the tea. And then I say, Alexa, quiet morning. And then Alexa tells me the weather. She turns on my lights. She tells me a joke. She tells me what's on my calendar. And then she starts the spa music. Then I go sit on the couch. Hopefully it's cold, but I live in Houston, so it's not often I can turn on the fireplace because that's my favorite. But if not, I still go sit on the couch or I sit outside in the backyard when it's warm enough. And I sit with Jesus and I do my Bible study and I read and I sit there as long as I possibly can before I have to go get ready and go to work. I sit with my dogs. I cuddle. I pray. I write. I journal. Like I love that morning routine. And I have made a commitment that I will sit with God every day and start my day that way. But when I travel, I get out of rhythm. I get out of the habit. If I'm not very intentional about that routine when I'm traveling, it doesn't happen. That happened to me last week. I got tired. I chose sleep instead. I paid for it because I didn't have my quiet time, which kept me spiraling and spiraling and spiraling and zapping even more energy. Whereas if I just would have set that alarm and got up even 15 minutes earlier and put that back in my rhythm, because at home it's a natural rhythm, right? I don't have to be as intentional as I did when I first set it. When I first set it, like I had to be intentional until it became a habit. But when I'm traveling, it's not the same habit because I'm out of my routine. I'm out of my rhythm. I'm out of my space. I don't have all my things. So balancing is a bad word. Can't we just call it rhythms? Because let's say my workout routine, which I hate to work out, many of you know, but I'm determined to do that this year. I go in and out of workout routines, which means my weight fluctuates up and down, up and down, up and down. But if I just move my body every day, that'd be great. Right now, that's not a habit. So I am intentionally putting that rhythm into my day to day. And then while I'm traveling, like, yes, I got up this morning and I went for my walk. Luckily, I'm in a place I can right now. But if I wasn't, maybe that looks like yoga from your phone, or I don't know what that looks like for you. Maybe just some setups or moving your body around the hotel room, whatever it is. I would do that because I'm being intentional to put that in my rhythm. But that rhythm is maybe 5% of my day max. So it doesn't make it seem like I can't balance that equally with other self-care, relationships, work, children. You see what I'm saying? So stop thinking about you can't achieve this perfect balance in your life. You can achieve a purposeful week. I know, because I just took 60 women through Awaken Me who did it and are doing it and putting it into action. But you got to have allowances to not have perfection. And I think the word balance makes us feel as if we have to have this perfect schedule, this perfect, everything flows. Life isn't like that. So what if we just started worrying about a practice that makes sense? So some of our habits that we do are unconscious. You go through the day, they're there. The ones that change your life are just practices. The difference is when you have a habit that is something you can unconsciously just do naturally, it's easy. You flow with it. You don't even have to try. It's automated. You've done it so many times, there's a rhythm to it. You know what I'm talking about? Stop right now and pause. What is something in your life you have a natural rhythm to that you've done it so much that it's just your rhythm? But the ones that change your life, you do it with a higher level of intention every time to improve. Like if you've ever done yoga, the best yoga teachers in the world, they can just flow right into it. They could just drop right into whatever pose they want and work right through whatever is bothering them. They could just go into flow so fast. I can't do that, right? But if I made it a habit and was intentional about going to a yoga class and I did vinyasa yoga over and over and over again, I would eventually learn it. And I'm going to tell you, I've done it 3 times and I couldn't tell you how to do it. It's not a habit. But the people that do that day in and day out, they know it. They got the whole thing down. It just became their habit. So in that moment, they're more mindful. They're deliberately bringing attention to each part of their body. They're trying to find themselves into a higher state of flow. And I know I'm going to pause too, because there's a lot of, I don't know, misinformation about yoga and God. God doesn't abhor yoga. God doesn't want you to use yoga to worship other gods. When I'm doing yoga, I'm talking to Jesus and God. So don't make big things out of little things. Like, they don't have to be there. Just be intentional about that. Okay, that's my side note, because I don't want all the emails that are going to be sent my way. But imagine this. Everything is not going to come easy to you. Vinyasa yoga is definitely not coming easy to me. Matter of fact, I gave up. Now that I'm talking about it, I feel like I need to get back in it and try it again, just so I can come back on the podcast and say, look, you can build this rhythm. Okay, game on. I'm challenged myself. Let's do it. Anybody else in? Message me. We'll do vinyasa yoga together. Because imagine if you had the meditation and prayer every day and you just automatically dropped into that by bringing attention to it, doing it better every day. It's how you grow. It's how you practice at another level. It's like a deliberate habit. It's something that you're not just automating out of the habit, but you're doing the habit to grow, to improve, to be a better person. It's a very different thing.
Are you ready to ditch the stress and overwhelm of life and finally find true rest? God designed us for work and for rest, but it's so much easier to be killing it at the work thing, right? Even if you wear all the hats, do all the things and think it's impossible to get to a place of rest, your body needs it and your spirit craves it. So how do we implement rest in this crazy modern world? Well, there are 7 types of rest in your busy life that you need to know. God has asked you to rest. He rested on the 7th day as well. So go to godcreatedrest.com/plan. It's free, and find out the 7 types of God-given rest. And ladies, vacation and sleep are not one. The feedback from this 7 type of rest information has been phenomenal. It has been transformative and life-changing. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. godcreatedrest.com/plan.
When you make personal development, for an example, a practice, and you make how you show up in your relationship a practice, it's deliberate, it's thoughtful, it's conscious, and you're doing it repetitively, you just get better. You do it repetitively, do it intentionally, you get better, right? But you get automatically sucked in to habits. That is something that, and we say, we've just always done it that way. But maybe that's no longer serving you. So what in your life are you doing out of habit that is no longer serving you? What is that? Get very deliberate and intentional about making a shift into a different habit until you master the skill that you want to have by showing up and being intentional. It takes consistency, persistence. Do it over and over again. I want you to write that down. Consistency and persistence. Consistency is my word of the year. I want to be consistent in all things I do. I am failing in the podcast world because I am not consistently getting one out every week because I did not have my rhythm down for my recording of it. I was not as intentional about finding a rhythm for recording a podcast as I should have been. And it's affecting everything. But consistency and persistently going after something, it's a conscious practice in your life. It creates that meaning in your now, right? And it becomes just automatically who you are. It integrates into your identity. It becomes your second nature. So now it's just your identity. It's part of who you are. It's part of your identity to do whatever it is, the thing you're intentionally set out to do consistently and persistently. So if it's part of your identity to work out, then you're doing it every day. It's not part of my identity yet. It's what I want to achieve. That's why I'm trying to move my body every day. Because I know to get to the level of performance I want to be able to serve the people God has called me to do, I have to be physically healthy. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not. And I have a million reasons why that are not purposeful in this podcast. But I have to get there or I cannot do what God is asking me to do. I have to make working out become my identity. But that means I've got to make it a rhythm. So if it's part of your identity to be awesome to your spouse, be in integrity of that. If it's part of your identity to be patient with your kids, be in integrity in that. But it doesn't mean that there's no breaks in the integrity of that identity. Because sometimes we do break. We're not perfect. Don't expect perfection in anything. Just do better. Be intentional about it. Be in consistent integrity. But most of the time, once you've got this rhythm down, it becomes who you are. So now you've got to ask, who do you want to be? Who do you want to be if you could describe yourself in 3 words? Meaning, if you showed up in a specific way and you would feel happy about who you are this year, what 3 words would describe that? Some people say, I want to be confident. I want to be intentional. I want to be bold. I want to be consistent. I want to be ambitious. I want to be caring. I want to be loving. I want to be patient. I want to be successful. what you want to be becomes part of your purpose. Choosing who you want to be in life, isn't it? Otherwise, you're just slave to your impulses. You're slave to the reactions of other people. You're slave to the world. That's a strong word, but that's what happens when you don't take control and own your own life and the definition of you. Everything that's coming at you makes you reactionary. And when you're in reactive mode, you can't be intentional, consistent, persistent, and proactive. So, who do you want to be? This is what I love about what I do. I love teaching women how to rewrite the definition of them. And guys, I hear you. I know there are guys listening to this, and I hear you. And I'm praying if God is asking me to deliver this to you as well, because I know you need to rewrite the definition of you as well. It's kind of strange for me because my course is geared towards women, but all the coaching I do privately, all of them are men. It's just a strange thing. So I'm praying my way through it and what God wants. But right now I know that I want to take women on a journey to rewriting the definition of them, get you out of the overwhelm, get you out of the hurt and the pain and the trauma and the stuff that's just keeping you there, causing you to be reactive. You don't have to be that way anymore. I just took 60 plus women through this journey to awaken me, a journey to finding you. Are you ready to be next? I'm getting ready to open the doors in March, and I won't open them again till the fall. So if you're ready, and this sounds like anything is resonating with you, like you got to go get on the wait list right now. AwakenMeCourse.com. Go get on the wait list. You won't regret it. Like you really won't regret it. And let's find you. And also in the course, you come out knowing your rhythm. If you could tell, I'm pretty passionate about it, but I also own that I'm not perfect, that I mess it up too. But I'm going to tell you, I'm the person that went from working 80 to 90 hours a week in one business to owning three and working less than 40. I know a little bit about rhythms. I know about relationships. I know about parenting. I've been trained thousands and thousands of hours in all of this. I know about business coaching. I know how to take you where you want to go, no matter where that is. Let's do it. Don't keep waiting for tomorrow because you're not guaranteed your tomorrow. Let's find your rhythm and get you going. Come on. Send me an email. Find me on social, Amy Wine Co. on Facebook and Instagram, Amy Wine, yes, like the drink, CO. Send me a message. Email me, amy@amywine.com. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on this show. And until next week, bye-bye.
Okay, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in continuing conversations just like these, visit my website at amywine.com. There you will find additional resources for high-achieving, Jesus-loving, married moms just like you, and the different ways that we can work together. Thanks for tuning in. See you here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.